Indeed, the report speaks to what is obtaining in our country today. Most of these things are open in the public, and the public has been following on some of these matters of how the police are cramping down even on the youth. We had a young man who just did a single protest where he was complaining about the difficulties that Zambians are facing. You know, we are facing the worst load shedding in terms of power supply ever seen in the history of this country. And people now are subjected to just receiving maybe 3 hours of power between night and day. And so a young man goes to complain about straightforward things like that. This young man was arrested and he's been in police for more than 2 weeks, single protest without disrupting any public order.
But Mr. Kampiogo, the Minister of Information, Mr. Muitua, said that the UN expert or rapporteurs did not verify the information that was contained or captured in the press release, which he thinks was inappropriate.
I think he's just being hypocritical in his statement. And it's surprising that in one breath you are saying 40% of the report, and I don't know what measure he was using to come up with that 30% of the report. The data was in the report being factual and the rest of it not being factual. I don't know what measure he was using. Yes, he's a government spokesperson, but he's not responsible for all the portfolio functions that should have reacted to the issues raised in the report. He's a government mouthpiece. He should stop operating like a spin doctor. It doesn't help to just spin matters the way of protecting government. I don't think that's a correct way of handling the position of government spokesperson. So in my view, the government spokesperson was being insincere with the manner he had reacted, because he, as a spokesperson, should have relied on other ministries under which some of those concerns are covered through the portfolio, government portfolio function. So to try and be a spin master was unreasonable, in my view.
The government has denied that there's any shrinking democratic space because opposition leaders have not been prevented from holding their meetings. Supporters of the government cite examples of UKAWA holding meetings, opposition political parties having their rallies, and that, you know, accusations that the democratic space is being shrunk is not true.
Peter, the records are there for anyone to see. If they can deny even an independent report from the UN or human rights, what could they accept it coming from the opposition people, for example, or indeed other non-governmental institutions, the other stakeholders? How can they accept if independent reports like that can be rubbish? What should stop them from disputing that which is coming from the opposition parties? I've given you a classic example of how state services have been disrupted when they just suspect, there is Mr. Ali Karaba, they suspect that former President Edgar Lungu is expected in some place. The whole church will be sealed with police. A week ago, the whole entire Minister of Home Affairs and his colleague responsible for ICT, Communication and Technology, were issuing threats on members of the public that they were going to be followed and smoked out of their social media platform just for engaging and exchanging information about the many challenges people are facing. You go and sit and complain about the load shedding, it's a problem. You go and complain about the people feeding on a toxic mini meal, it's a problem. The party secretary general of PF, Mr. Nakachinda, was just released in police yesterday after spending more than 4 nights just for saying that Zambian people have been allowed to feed on poisonous mini meal, which is a fact. And the government has acknowledged, and they want to call certain brands of minimum off the market. But someone speaks to that, it's an offense, and you had to spend the night in police for more than 4 days. So these are the kind of double standards that we are seeing from our colleagues in government.